A warm welcome to you today as we come to worship. Many years ago, the Apostle Paul wrote that in Christ I found all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. He is the one we come to declare our faith in today. So, in Christ alone, my hope is found.
Alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, found through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe. This gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. His body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since Christ has lost his grip on me, for I am his, and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. First cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man, can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand. No power of hell, no scheme of man, can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns, or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
This is a home mission certificate,
which I would normally print.
And I would probably put in an envelope.
So we could send it to you.
As our way of saying thank you.
On behalf of everyone.
For your support for home mission.
And through your giving.
The mission and ministry of local churches is made possible.
In North Wales.
Greater Manchester.
Cumbria.
Merseyside.
Lancashire.
Cheshire.
Supporting work with young people and young adults.
Refugees and asylum seekers.
Working with pioneers and church planters.
Chaplains and community workers.
Providing training and support to church leaders.
And enabling the Northwest Baptist community
to continue its mission and ministry across our region and beyond.
But this year we can't send you a certificate.
Because our office has been closed through COVID-19.
And there wouldn't be much point displaying it on your notice boards anyway.
Because our churches can't be open either.
But we're no less grateful.
And we still want to say thank you.
So we're sending you this message instead.
Which we hope you will share with as many people from your church as you can.
So on behalf of all of those churches and ministries
made possible through your generous support,
we simply want to say thank you.
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 So thank you everybody for your generosity, and we have also received communication from BMS World Mission. You may remember we introduced you to our new partner in Afghanistan a few weeks ago, and they've written to thank us for our donations to them and asking how we are. So it's been good to hear from them. Now it's time to hear from one of our church members.
What does the meaning of Alpha Course mean to me? Well, it was a lifeline and a resource I needed, as I was broken and going through a divorce, which brought rejection, loss of confidence, courage, and most of all, love. Doing Alpha brought me to find a new love, with newfound relationships, especially with Jesus, and the courage and strength and confidence to speak out about the course I was taking. Finding Jesus through Alpha and having him in my life has brought more than anyone can imagine. Love, joy, forgiveness for myself and for others. My relationship with Jesus has grown through doing Alpha several times, and it's a journey I wouldn't have wanted to miss. The Alpha course is free and it is easy to follow, and when they say you don't get anything in this life for nothing, this is more than an understanding of why you're here and a purpose for your life. As I now know, I have a Father in heaven who has got a plan for me and for you all. So please, if you feel that this time is right for you to explore the meaning of life on the Alpha course, please sign up before the 9th of September on the Mills Hill website.
We don't mention the needs of individuals for prayer within these services. They go out in the public domain, so that wouldn't be a good idea. But one church member has especially asked me today, who's been in hospital recently, to say a big thank you for all the prayers received during that time. If you want to be part of our church's prayer life, there's several things you can do. We are holding open-air prayer gatherings in our church grounds. The details are on the Facebook page, or let us know if you want to know more. We have a prayer chain which works via SMS. If you want to be part of that, again, please do let us know and we'll explain how it works. We have a church WhatsApp group which enables us to pass messages to each other quickly of a less confidential nature. If you're on WhatsApp, you'd like to be part of that, again, please do tell us. So there are lots of ways that we can pray and act together as a church family at the moment. Please do pray as well for our deacons, our trustees, who are meeting on Thursday, being asked at the moment quite a lot about when we will get back. to the church. Well, we had a wedding there yesterday, which is our first service we've had since the lockdown. We are thinking about how best to return, conscious of not rushing, conscious that not everybody is able to get to a service at the moment. But if you have any thoughts, comments on that, please do let us know. Now, we're going to sing in a moment. We're going to sing a song that mentions storms. We do go through tough times as believers, but this is a song, again, about trusting God in all circumstances. Everybody this week? Oh, that's great. You've realised you're still not allowed to sing in the church building, but it's okay to sing on a video. Yes, I think that's right. But there's just one problem. You've lost your voice. That's why nobody's heard you for all of these weeks. Oh no. But you still want to sing a song. Okay, what song are you going to sing? Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, that's good. Because Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, I know it is. I'm really glad that you're working it out. Okay, you've got to sing it for everybody. Okay, maybe people will want to join in. Okay, Squeak, sing it like you sing a song about subtraction. Take it away! Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. Hey, Squawk. Don't interrupt Squeak's song. He was doing really well there. You don't like Squeak's song? Oh, Squeak likes it, don't you? Now, don't get upset. Okay, we don't want you two fighting again. Okay. You want to sing a song for everybody. It's a song that was written by your mobile phone. And your mobile phone's name is Sam. Yes, Sam sung. Okay, let's hear your song. Are you ready? Okay, 1, 2, 3, go. God, I'm really fed up. Why can't you sort out the virus? Why don't you stop people being ill and losing their jobs? And while you're at it, stop all the wars and make everyone nice. I don't remember singing anything like this in church. Squeak says he likes his song better. Squawk, I don't think it was your phone that wrote that song, was it? No, I think it was you. Oh, and now you're feeling bad because you should have written a happy song like Squeak's song. Yeah, okay. Well, I don't think you should be too sad. You weren't feeling God. You weren't feeling happy, and you wanted to tell God how you felt. I think in a way it's a good song. I don't think it will make the top 100. But it's your song. You wrote it. You were telling God how you felt at the time. Do you think God wants to know how you feel? Yeah, maybe it's not so good all the time to sing happy songs and pretend that everything's okay when it's not. Yes, I know, Squeak. You weren't pretending. You really do think that Jesus' love is very wonderful, don't you? And so do I, but there's a lot of things have gone wrong in the world, and we need to be able to sing songs about them as well, I think. That's that. Oh, you know that Jesus' love is wonderful too. Well, maybe you could sing Squeak's song now. Shall we try it all together? Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. Come on, everyone, join in. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Okay, maybe that's enough for now. I see, your singing's improving. What's that, Squeak? You want to try singing Squawk's song as well? Well, I think that's Squawk's song. But maybe you could write your own song and you could tell God how you're thinking today, how you're feeling. Do you think that's a good idea? Okay, well, maybe you could go away and try it. For our prayers today, we will be including some prayers given to us from the Joint Public Issues team, who are great at helping us to pray wider than we might otherwise pray. But first of all, we come with our own needs today. So a few moments quiet where you can offer to God the prayers that you want to offer today, whether they're for yourselves, your family, your neighbourhood, the nation, your workplace, whatever. Let's offer them to God now. We pray for those who have received exam results this week, for those whose future is a bit more clear, and for those for whom it isn't. Lord, we pray that you will guide young people and that the great contribution that they can make will be fully realised. We pray for BAME workers. Racial inequalities within the labour market mean they're overrepresented in sectors hit worst by the economic crisis. We pray for your provision and policy making that will support these workers and an end to structural racism. We pray for the LGBTQ community. There has been a mental health crisis for many younger people with high levels of depression and isolation. So we pray for your comfort and access to loving support networks. We pray for working mothers where there are many issues about childcare, sometimes leading to reduced hours and even redundancy. We pray for policy making that considers this and prioritizes access to childcare. We pray for those who have been unable to return home due to COVID-19, for those who are cut off from family, and those who face economic hardship and uncertainty. We pray for comfort, provision, and for a quick and safe return home. We pray for Beirut, where over 100 have died and 4,000 are injured after an explosion, and healthcare is already overstretched and there is political turmoil. We pray for these people and for the provision for struggling hospitals. We pray for midwives, whose role has changed so much in the last few months. We thank you for their vital role in helping to bring new life into the world, and we pray for their safety and the safety of mothers and newborn babies. We pray for volunteers. Millions of people have volunteered time and energy to help their communities. We thank you for their hard work and compassion, and pray this kindness will spread. We pray for those bereaved and injured after the train crash in Scotland during the last week. We pray for all those who are looking for a way to go just now, for those whose mental health is struggling, for those whose physical health is struggling. Lord, have mercy, we pray, upon each one of us. Lord, we pray for our government, for our mayor, for our local councillors, that you would give them wisdom, especially for Manchester just now. We pray for those who are trying to get businesses re-established. We pray for those who still can't reopen. Lord, have mercy, we pray. May there be compassion and justice. And Lord, may we find a way through to return to safety soon. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our reading today is taken from Psalm 137. By the waters of Babylon, there we sat down and wept, when we remembered Zion. On the willows, there we hung our lyres. For there our captors required of us songs, and our tormentors mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skill. Let my tongue stick to the roof of my mouth, if I do not remember you, if I do not set Jerusalem above my highest joy. Remember, O Lord, against the Edomites, the day of Jerusalem, how they said, lay it bare, down to its foundations. O daughter of Babylon, doomed to be destroyed. Blessed shall he be who repays you with what you have done to us. Blessed shall he be who takes your little ones and dashes them against the rock. Give thanks to the Lord.
Well, that's Psalm 137. It's a psalm of great sadness, a psalm that is written through tears. By the rivers of Babylon, we sat down and we wept. It's a psalm of great anger, a psalm of somebody who really wants revenge, a psalm of somebody whose thoughts are not exactly what God would want, but who still feels the need to express those thoughts. It's a psalm of somebody who is determined to hold on to faith, even when he feels that he's just clinging on to it and no more. It's not really a prayer. It's more the writing of someone who is struggling to pray. And hard though it is, I think, to read this psalm, I think it is very encouraging that it's in the Bible at all. You see, so often the songs that we sing are nice. You know, as Squeak was telling us, Jesus' love is very wonderful. But the people who pulled the psalms together into one book wanted us to know that there were psalms for every possible human emotion. There are psalms for the day you feel elated. Some of us may be elated because of the good news we received this week. There are psalms for the times when you are crushed. There are psalms for the church to look at times when everything in the church appears to be going wrong. Now, if we were reading the psalms through from cover to cover, we would naturally just have read Psalm 136, a psalm that says 26 times that God's love endures forever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever. Speak it out, everyone. His love endures forever. And then suddenly, Psalm 137, crash by the rivers of Babylon. We sat down and we wept when we remembered Zion. And there on the poplars, on the trees, we hung up our harps. There we were in a place where we could not sing. Strange resonance there to how we are today when we can't sing in church. But there was just nothing in our hearts. And to make it even worse, the people who had taken them into exile were taunting them. Sing us one of the songs about your homeland. Sing us a song about that great temple. You've got all these songs that you've written about how God's present in your temple. Look what we've done to it. This is the psalm of somebody who is crushed and just about broken. Three things I'd like to say from this psalm. First of all, often as Christians, we feel this pressure to sing the happy song. Most of the songs that we have are happy. And in recent years, there's been a lot of songs written about how God is with us in the hard times. Lots of songs written about storms. We sang one of them earlier. But even they are always kind of end on a positive note, you know, that God is with us, that that God is helping us through. This one doesn't end there. It just ends with a straightforward expression of anger and the desire for revenge. And yet, when the Psalms were put together into one book, the people who did it decided that this one was important enough that it needed to be included. This psalm releases us from any sense that we need to be happy when we come to God. This psalm releases us from any sense that we ought to be confident that things are going well, whether for us personally or for our family or for the church. Our brokenness, we can come and offer it to the Lord. And whereas Squawk's song in the sketch was hardly subtle, I do believe that there are times when we need to pray like that to God. And this psalm says it's okay. If you are angry with somebody, if you want God to judge them, even if part of you is thinking that's not a Christ-like way to behave, better to be honest with God and tell him how you feel. Secondly, this psalm encourages me when I feel the difference between what I want and what God wants. Now, there are lots of bits of the Bible that relate to the time of this psalm. No time to go into them today. But there were prophets around, and their message was very different to the feeling of Psalm 137. They were saying, go into the land, settle down, start up businesses, and pray for the prosperity of Babylon. Pray for the prosperity of Babylon is incredibly different to the last two verses of Psalm 137. You know, happy is the one who seizes your infants and dashes them against the rocks. There is this gap between what the psalmist wants and what God wants. And there it is. And today, as we come to prayer, there may be a big gap between what you want and what God wants. It's okay to tell God about that. This psalm releases us from the sense that all the time we must think that everything, not just that everything is going perfectly, but that we must be thinking the right things and feeling the right things. And then thirdly, this psalm is, despite everything else, a wonderful example of how this writer clings to the big story, even when the big story seems to be failing. As a Christian believer, I believe in a big story. I believe in the big story that this person knew about, but I believe in a bigger one. I believe in the story of Jesus and his death and his resurrection. And I believe in the kingdom of God, and I believe in God's work through the church. And just as the psalmist here is determined not to forget Jerusalem, not to forget what he knew in the past. So this is a great example of somebody who says, I'm clinging to faith. Brothers and sisters, if today you feel you're clinging to faith, if you feel your thoughts, your emotions are all over the shop, but something on you is just clinging to God, take heart in the fact that this psalm is written by somebody who is like you. This psalm is written by someone who doesn't know where things are going, who's struggling to get everything right. And when the Bible was put together, this psalm was so important that it had to be put in there as an example of how we can pray. So I want to encourage everybody today to pray our honest prayers to God. Not the nice ones, not the sanitized ones, the sort of thing that we find in most Christian hymn books or whatever technology we're using to store our songs today. And our final song today, it's going to say about being in the goodness of God. It says to God, all my life, you have been faithful. But that is a testimony that will come after going through many storms, many challenges, and many difficulties. Let's not confuse the normal Christian life of facing the difficulties with the Christian life going wrong. They are very, very different things. The psalmist says in verse 6 about considering Jerusalem his highest joy. And for us today, may Jesus be our highest joy. May we love him. May we know him. May we get closer to him. And may we understand that he is somebody who understands us perfectly. If you want to know more about this amazing Jesus, send us a message. Do let me know. This is a prayer that I received recently from Baptist Together. It says, teach us to pray, Lord. Teach us to pray, Lord. Teach us to pray in the storm, in these uncertain times. Teach us to pray, Lord. Teach us to pray as we wade through risk assessments and reams of changing advice. Teach us to pray, Lord. Teach us to pray as we look at our friends who seem to have everything sorted and all going well. Teach us to pray, Lord. Teach us to pray as we scroll through our phones, through the news feeds, Twitter, Facebook, and more. Teach us to pray, Lord. Teach us to pray as we fear for the future, even though we know we should hope for today. Teach us to pray, Lord. Teach us to pray in the dark of the night when sleep never comes and our thoughts are all mangled. Teach us to pray, Lord. Teach us to pray as we walk in community, as we see the young man curled up on the bench and glimpse sadness in the young woman's eyes. Teach us to pray, Lord. Teach us to pray as we decide the wrong from the right. Teach us to pray, Lord. Teach us to pray, to listen, to sit in the stillness and breathe in the depth of your love. Teach us to pray, Lord. Teach us to pray to lift up your name and to call for your kingdom to come here on the earth. And our final song today is about the goodness of God that always goes with us, even when we don't feel it. So, if you don't know this song, please feel free just to listen or to join in as you get to know it. mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love you, Lord. Never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. Darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. Thank you for listening. May the grace of God go with you today.